Our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 6. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you, and in the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Amen. Indeed, as we come before our God, we are reminded of the depths of the trials that we go through as human beings, as Christians. And we have to understand that. There are churches that ignore and say, oh, if you're a Christian, you're happy, 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 happy all the time. Well, if we're honest with ourselves, we live in a broken world and we're broken sinners. And we need a Savior. And so the beauty of the Psalms is that they cover all of the aspects of our trials, of our emotions as Christians. The psalmist says, I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Brothers and sisters, God hears us. The beauty of the Psalms is we can come to God and the Psalms carry the trials and the emotions that we have, the struggles that we have as Christians, and they show us how we can come before God in the midst of that brokenness. And the psalmist cries out, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Notice the psalmist says, it's my fault. He's not saying, look out how evil the world is, and I'm just a victim here. Brothers and sisters, as I thought about this as a call to worship, I said, ooh, that's harsh. But to me, it's beautiful. Because in those times when we struggle deeply, the psalmist doesn't say, well, I kind of felt sad today. He says, I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with all my tears all night. When we're so broken that we can't figure out the answer, and it causes us to weep and depression, where do we go? To God. To the God of the universe. To the God who can change things. Have mercy on me, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. And notice how he concludes the psalm. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Can we cry out to God when it's our fault that we feel so rotten? Yeah. And God hears. And God directs, and God cares. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. All of our enemies, including the spiritual enemies, all are turned back at the power of God. And so, brothers and sisters, we're called to draw near to God, to worship Him, because He is the one who hears. He is the one who can and does help His people in the midst of our brokenness, our sorrows, our trials. Even when it's our fault. And so, to me, this is an awesome call to worship. To come before God on our knees, to run to Him. In those times when we feel pretty decently, but even in those times, and especially at those times in which we feel absolutely rotten, because God has every right to be angry at us because of our sins. And yet He comes to us. He brings reconciliation to Himself in Jesus Christ. And so in those times when it's our fault, and we know that it's our fault for our sins, that there is distance from God and trials and brokenness, the answer isn't step away. The answer is run to the Savior on your knees, because He is the one who hears. He is the one who brings to us true resolution and hope.